another few days have gone by, we find out that Alex Murdaugh, he is pissed. It is Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes. We are filling in for Tony Bruschi for Murder in the Morning. This Alex Murdaugh story is just going crazy.
Is Alex Murdaugh, though, really pissed?
Yes.
Or is actually, he like, yay, I'm going to get my conviction overturned and I'm getting a new trial? What?
Well, that's a really good question because, you know, I always picture the food when you're on trial has to be way better than when you're in prison. Because I'm assuming they bring in like Subway subs or something. Don't you think?
I would think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
They wouldn't have a kitchen at the court. They got to bring in food from somewhere, and bringing it from the prison seems like a long ways to go.
Exactly. So I would think he's probably a little bit excited that the food might be a little different. But an attorney representing Alex Murdaugh expressed strong frustration in response to the allegations. And I also read that Alex is upset as well. He's really upset because he knew Rebecca Hill, the county clerk of courts.
Oh, that, I bet he did.
Yeah. Yeah, he absolutely did. And I had a little conspiracy theory that I mentioned with Tony that what if this was the plan all along? That Alex would have his trial, whatever verdict comes out, but then later they find out that she screwed with it so he'd get a new trial. So I just want to throw that out there. It's a little conspiracy theory. It may not be true, but I kind of went, now, wait a minute. Everybody knows Alex. Everybody knows this guy in this system. He worked there for years.
And he's got to have money socked away someplace. It's like, did he pay her?
Yeah, see?
It's easy to
go down that rabbit hole, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. Absolutely. Continuing back with the story, Jim Griffin, the attorney, appeared on the story less than 24 hours after filing a motion seeking a new trial based on claims that Rebecca Hill had interfered with the jury's decision, pushing them toward a guilty verdict in the high-profile case. Griffin described the jurors' accounts of her behavior as absolutely astonishing. He also disclosed that he has spoken to Alex, who was extremely angry and appreciative of the ongoing legal efforts. Alex had known Hill during this time as a practicing lawyer, and the revelations about her conduct had taken him entirely by surprise, leaving his legal team equally astounded. We've talked about this before, the things that she allegedly did, you cannot do as a clerk of court. You just cannot do it. The evidence alleged that Hill encouraged the jury to reach a verdict swiftly and had engaged in frequent private discussions with the jury foreperson to sway them toward a guilty verdict. The defense team also alleged that Hill had provided false information to the judge to have a juror sympathetic to Murdaugh removed from the panel. They accused her of discussing Murdaugh's guilt with jurors and attempting to manipulate a conviction to secure a book deal.
I still don't get why they would be upset over this. I think this is when they would be high-fiving, going, yes! Because hadn't he already appealed this on another, I can't remember what his reason for the appeal was, but it seems like he had tried to appeal this. And they said no?
I believe so. But that's because they didn't have enough evidence to proceed with it. This, I believe they do. They've right. got statements.
And so shouldn't you be happy about that? Like, we get a do-over and maybe I won't be found guilty. But Tony and I were talking about it the other day. And even if he wasn't found guilty for murder, there's all the financial crimes. The guy's still going to end up in prison no matter what. For Alex Murdaugh, I would think he would want to be found not guilty, or at least a do-over in his wife and son's murders.
Yeah, and most likely,
even though I think
the evidence is still the same.
I don't think it was like a slam dunk evidence as far as the murders go. I think there was a lot of circumstantial evidence. I definitely think that the video placed him at the crime. And so there's definitely reasons why I think he's guilty. But I don't know now that, because we were talking in another episode about this, now that they've been through trial once, the defense has seen the ace up their sleeves in the prosecution's hand. Like, they know what evidence there is. They know everything they've got. Because they threw it all out in this trial.
Oh, absolutely. There is so much at stake. They had to throw everything they had on the table. And you never think, hey, we're going to get another shot at this. You put everything out there. If you've got something, you put it out there because you may not get another shot. This doesn't happen very often.
Right.
It's just,
so I don't know. Absolutely. It just seems to me they'd be happier about it rather than I was astonished and I can't believe this. I've known her forever. But it just, I don't know. Just seems to me they'd be like, yes.
You know, that's a really good point. But maybe they're playing it up for the cameras. Maybe they're playing on
outrage.
People's sympathies that he didn't get a fair shake.
And it's like, oh my God, how could she write a book about me?
She was my friend. I knew her. How dare she betray me like that?
Unless he read the book and was like, shit, I don't like her at all.
That's a great point.
That's why I'm really mad at her.
We'll have to see.
She said, what?
Yeah, we'll have to see how this goes, but we're keeping track of it. And if there are any new updates in the Murdaugh trial or anything that Rebecca Hill has to say, we will absolutely keep you updated on it.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.